Welcome. You're listening to the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy, intuition, and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, expand our intuition, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to tap into your soul and step out into the world as your true self, then this healing and expansive podcast is for you. It can be so wonderful and so frustrating when we go through some form of lesson in our life and we realize, that works. And then you sort of fall back into old habits and totally forget the thing that works. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you how doing the energy work is actually the only work that you need to be doing. Just, that's it. Definitely something I'm going through myself at the moment. So I thought, while I'm in the trenches, let's bring this concept to the forefront. So listen on to today's episode, where I'll explain what the energy work actually is and how to put that first so you attract those things you want to attract. Welcome, welcome. You know, what we're talking about in today's episode is something that I look at and I think, totally can be open to scrutiny because it's just not what we're taught. And even the best law of attraction people will kind of say, you know, and this is, it's true, you know, you can't just sit there wishing for what you want. You know, you've got to go out and actually do stuff. You've got to go out and actually action stuff. And yeah, 100%. But in terms of manifesting things, it really feels to me like the energy work is that missing step, placing that high emphasis on the energy work is that missing step, and making it something that is constantly a part of your day, constantly a part of your week. Because when we manifest, when we're trying to tap into our best life, or even just, you know, law of attraction style things, we're taught set clear goals, set intentions, journal out your desires, you know, all those things. And that's great. And yes, good, do that. Others will say, you know, you've got to do the work, of course. And yes, as I said, so got to have some element of action. But bringing things into our stratosphere is all about matching the frequency of how we feel. And at any opportunity where you can just clear out all of that stuff, all of that muck, all of that gunk that's sitting in your energetic field, it's of course going to bring in lightness, brightness. You know, you want to feel like you are constantly floating, so you can, in fact, attract what it is that you want, and better. So the energetic work that we do on a daily basis, ideally done on a daily basis, is such an important thing. And like I said, if we were taught this from a young age, from whenever we had to be taught this, doing high vibe things would be seen as necessities, bringing in joy, bringing in pleasure. It wouldn't be seen as indulgence. It would be seen as vital key steps to getting you to where you need to go. And I think this is such a huge missing link for those of us who put so much pressure on ourselves to achieve what we need to achieve. You know, particularly people running businesses or working hard towards their dreams. Just that whole notion of working hard, it already just goes against everything in this concept, doing the energy work. For any of you that are thinking, okay, yeah, what do I have to do? Become a healer, become a shaman, clear my chakras? Well, no, that's not what we're talking about. And doing the energy work is even necessary for the most, you know, zero woo-woo person out there. Because anything that makes you feel good, that is the necessary energy work. When we sit down on any given day, you'll probably realize that in your body, you have this little inner knowing that comes up. Maybe you've got to work on something today. Maybe you had chores in mind. Maybe there were some phone calls to do. Maybe there were some errands to run. And at that moment in time, you think, oh gosh, you know, I would just love it if I could stop doing this, get outside, go for a walk. I'd really love to go and visit so-and-so. You know, it would make me feel so nourished if I could go down to the local cafe and just get a coffee and maybe sit there for half an hour or whatever you feel like you needed. Wouldn't it be great if I could just get off to the beach and just go there right now? You know, we think of these things. And we're taught, oh, that is distraction, that is procrastination, that is this, that is that. And it's not, because those are your inner beings. Those are that's your inner self, that's your higher self. It might even be your guide saying, you know what? The answer to what you need, the motivation lacking that you've got right now, can be found if you go off and do that thing that your heart is calling you to do. And this is what I meant by saying, you know, it's something that you learn and then you do and then you go, wow, that worked. And then you forget it because our conditioning comes back in. You'd probably find that on those rare occasions where you actually allow yourself to experience that joy, that break, whatever it is that you just wanted to do for yourself, that you come back to the task at hand and you just know what to do, or you get it done so much quicker, or I don't know, you suddenly open the door to far more possibility. Maybe something pops up in your periphery and you think, oh gosh, you know, I actually had this, you know, one of my close friends, my mentor, she was saying that this happened to her when she thought, oh gosh, I just need to, you know, relax for the day. She did what she needed to do. And then it just popped into her head. Oh, is my schedule all right? She fixed up on her schedule, her online bookings and things like that, and realized, oh, you know, I've blocked out time I didn't need to. After doing things that nourished her and that little tap on the shoulder from the universe to, oh, wait a minute, you know, you've got this time blocked out, you don't need it. Suddenly, abundance flew in. She was telling me, I didn't realize, so I cleared the space, bookings came in. How good is that? I was just like, oh my gosh, it's such a thing, isn't it? But yeah, reality is that we just don't think that way. We don't think that stepping away from something and enjoying ourselves is actually productive. I've come out of a long, long stint of constantly panicking, running my business that I did prior, when I had my shop, and even, you know, it wasn't running a business, but when I was a rep, you know, it's practically like running a business, right? You've got to do all the things and manage things and get the sales, you know. It was always the thought that I just have to put in a little bit more time, just a little bit more effort. And it got to the point for me that even stepping away and having the day to myself, having the day off, you know, weekends come and go, and, you know, you've got kid stuff to do and you've got, you know, people to visit and all that. I constantly had it in my mind that, you know, okay, that's cool, but that's not doing the work. So when I get a chance later, I'm going to do a little bit of work and that's going to help me. What I've been doing in all of those times is blocking that experience of pure happiness, of totally shutting off, energetically detaching myself from this thing, this goal, and allowing myself to energetically soak up like a sponge all the goodness, all the fun, and actually place the emphasis on the work being done as the thing that's going to get me to the next steps, as opposed to raising the vibration. And I have to say, it's never ended well. So I'm sure if you're listening to this today, I'm sure you maybe relate. You're either going through that or you have been there and you can fully wholeheartedly agree. Because here's the thing. What if those fun tasks, those moments of joy, those moments of getting out there, doing the thing that lights up your soul, is actually counted as the work? So the energy work gets to be a part of the workload. It's just as important as doing the thing. It's just as important as having the goal set in the first place. If we all looked at life like that, if we looked at our goals like that, if we looked at our busy schedules like that, you wouldn't be seeing these moments of doing you, you know, I say that with inverted commas, doing you, as indulgences. And then it would perhaps be that mindset shift that you need so you can actually let these good times in. So what is the energy work? For yourself, this is a very individual thing. You've got to establish, what is it that you absolutely love? Because that is going to be a big key to it. Also, acknowledging that what you love, you know, changes all the time. We've always got a generalized thing of what brings us joy, but it's also about tapping into the thing that you need most at that given time. That's going to be a very good place to start. But bringing more time in for yourself, you know, doing your self-care practices. Yes, that is the work. It is the energy work. It's not an indulgence, even though it is. You know what I'm saying? It is, but it's much, much more than that. Bringing in those joyful moments, you know, playing with your kids or with your pets or whatever, you know, that is the work. That is part of the work. That's part of how you achieve your goal. That's part of how you get to where you're wanting to go. And of course, physically connecting is going to be good as well. So for me, you know, I was taught that doing your, you know, meditation, your mindfulness, that isn't just because of meditation. I mean, think about it. If you're someone that doesn't meditate, you're probably like, oh gosh, you know, I couldn't think of anything worse. But for those of you that do, you know, how many of you sort of think, yeah, even that's a bit of an indulgence? Because I know that I will do that last. I'm not going to sort of think, oh, you know, and I have. I've tried times where I get up early and I do my meditation, and I know I always feel better for it because I've actually got the time to do it then. If I'm up early, it's me time. I can do that. I can set the bar in the way that I want it to be set from the very get-go of the start of the day. It's amazing. But even meditation feels like something that you do, you know, for a lot of us as you know, the me time. I'll do it when I can. I'll wait till the kids are in bed, or I'll wait till I finish, you know, my day, and I'll do it when I get a chance. It's an indulgence. It's a self-care practice. No. It's the work. It is the work. So for me, I like to, it doesn't take long. But, you know, centering, grounding, really allowing any negative energy to be cleansed, to be healed. You know, we're in a day and age where there is a million different chakra healing meditations. I am in the process of releasing different types of meditation on any given week, you know, on my page, on my Instagram at Ms. Megan Jean. You can go into Facebook, and even if you're not following my page at Ms. Megan Jean, facebook.com/Ms. Megan Jean. There is my group, the Empath Intuitive Heart Driven Group. So part of what I do there is I also release meditations for you in there. And if you're in my group, just so you know, I will always give the group access to actually download those meditations too. So sorry, little interject there, but it will be helpful for you. So doing meditations that help to clear the energy centers, clear yourself of any stress, any tension, that is the work. Grounding yourself, bringing in light, bringing in that abundant energy, that is absolutely going to help you to raise your vibration. Now, exercise and things like that, unless you are really, really regimented, we all know how that makes you feel. Physical body movement is great for health, great for all those reasons, but it is great in doing the energy work too. It gets rid of stuff, releases those hormones, it raises the vibes. It just does. But remember that taking all these other joyful moments as being part of your manifesting plan, really allowing yourself to be present. You know, I honestly can say if I went back to all of those times where I was not allowing myself to enjoy myself because I was too busy going, oh, this isn't me really working towards what I need to work towards. Oh, you know, this is a distraction. Oh, this is, you know, not good. Oh, imagine how much energy that was wasted. And I, as I said before, I'm sure you can relate to those times where you just have so much on your plate. That's the trap, right? We can have so much on our plate that we just think there is just no possible way that I could possibly divert my attention and I could possibly do anything other than this right now. Like it just sounds so silly. But in those moments where you were crazy enough to give in, those are the moments where things went from, 0 to 100 as opposed to, 0 to 20. Don't stay in 20. Don't stay in the 20 mode. Go to 100. Do the energy work. And another beautiful thing that I do, and I was taught this, it doesn't just have to be for those of you that, have a business per se that might rely on clients or whatever, whatever it is that you're trying to call in, connect with that. If you do indulge in meditation, or if you don't like to do that, when you are doing mindless tasks, when you get yourself into that meditative state, maybe you can get there through doing art and coloring, or maybe you can do it when you're just doing some mindless housework, folding clothes and towels or whatever. Or, we reach these states when we're out walking or doing exercise or whatever. Call in that thing that you want. Actually, energetically connect with it. Not just call it in and go, oh, yes, I want to manifest this or I'd love to get that. But imagine yourself, sending out this almost like little energetic threads and connect with that thing. Now, I know for me, I think, okay, I want to help people. I want clients to connect with. I want people to listen to my podcast because I really want to help them. I want them to experience what I have to offer. So it's a weekly practice now. It could be daily. It could be as often as I want it to actually energetically send out those threads and just connect with people on that energetic level. Knowing that those that need me, bam, we're connected, they will find me. You can pretty much adapt that type of practice, that type of thinking, that type of meditation to anything that you are trying to attract. So, if today's episode has helped you with anything, my biggest wish for you and for all is that we can allow ourselves to feel purposeful in everything that we do. In fact, being mindful that the energy work resides, the vibrational lifts reside in anything that brings us joy, then you can feel like you are constantly working towards your goals, no matter what they are, at any given moment. And that means you're more than likely to choose to feel good at any given moment as well. And even in those instances where things have got to be done, yeah, we still got to pay the bills and do the admin and do the computer work and do the whatever, clean up the dog poo or whatever. Whatever you could do to bring in some happiness. Maybe it's a reward afterwards. I don't know about picking up dog poo. Don't know how you can bring in joy for that. Take the dog for a walk afterwards. Whatever you can do to know that everything is working towards your goal, that everything you do is working for you, then my job is done. It is always about embracing your needs. When you know, love, and accept yourself, you embrace the magic that is you. You are worth having everything that you desire, and you are worth feeling good as often as you can and always.
I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empath, Intuitive, Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at www.meganjean.com, and I'm known as at Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, share. It's going to help other people just like you find this beautiful, healing, energetic container. I look forward to speaking with you next time. Until then, embrace the magic that is you.